Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, WinSearch fans, now through June 11th, don't forget to stop by any participating Wichita retailer. Find the text code in the Coors Light section. Stock up on your Coors Light, and in the process, you could win a four-pack of tickets to the big Father's Day WinSearch game on June 20th. Coming up, qualify for the ultimate Father's Day's gift, a Coors Light keg grill and rolling cooler valued at $370. You must be 21. Message and data rates apply, and don't forget, never text and drive. OTD, on this day in sports history, the 11th day of June. 1938, what's the name Johnny Vandermeer mean to you, Jacob?
Hit me.
Pitched the first of two consecutive no-hitters on this day for the Cincinnati Reds, beating the Braves 3-0 and following it up 4 days later with a second no-hitter, still the only major league pitcher in history to do it. Johnny Vandermeer, the first of two consecutive no-hitters on this day in 1938. By the way, Vandermeer finished with a career record of 119-121, but he was effective. He was a four-time All-Star, won a World Series with the Reds in 1940, led the league in strikeouts three different times, and spent 2 years, like many of those athletes did in that time, serving our country in the Navy for 2 years. By the way, though, postscript with him, in 1952, 14 years after his consecutive no-nos, he threw a no-hitter in the Texas League for the Tulsa Oilers. Johnny Vandermeer, now you know. 1938, the U.S. Open was played at Cherry Hills in Denver. Ralph Goodall won his second straight Open by 6 strokes ahead of Dick Metz. Why should that name mean something to you? It's the pride of Arc City, Kansas, who won 10 times on the PGA Tour in the 30s and the 40s, ended up designing the Arc City Country Club, was born there and died there. Dick Metz also has the distinction of playing in one of the first foursomes ever at the old nursery at Augusta, with Bobby Jones, the aforementioned Ralph Goodall, and Kai LeFoon. Dick Metz, a part of history in that first competitive foursome at Augusta. That's pretty cool. Guy right down the road, giving you a little history. Let's see, okay, here's one for you, Jacob. 1989, Michael Chang, remember Michael Chang, won his only major in the French Open. Which got me to thinking, when was the last American winner in the French Open? Any ideas?
On the men's side?
Yeah, on the men's side. Oh, the women have had lots of, but the men,
I mean, we're talking Sampras?
Nope, but good, great, you're right in the right era.
Agassi.
Andre Agassi.
Yeah, okay.
Agassi in 99 was the last French
wow.
Open winner. The last
okay.
American Wimbledon winner was your buddy Pete Sampras, 2000. The last Australian Open American winner, Andre Agassi, in 2003. And the same year, another American won the U.S. Open for his only major title, Andy Roddick.
We've got to pick up the pace.
Oh, dude.
American's been tennis game.
The last Grand Slam men's winner goes all the way back to 2003 now, and Andy Roddick. Why does America suck at tennis? At least on the men's side. It doesn't on the women's. Yeah, it doesn't on the women's side. But on the men's side, brutal. Ah. 1990, Nolan.
We got to get it together.
You think so? Right,
yes. It's just one of those things.
I mean,
why do we suck at soccer? I don't know.
Well,
but
I don't know why we suck at soccer.
Figure it out.
How can we be ranked 22nd in the world in soccer?
At anything.
Yeah, at anything. I mean, that's just absurd. 22nd in the world? We're not even in the top 20. 1990, Nolan Ryan. On what day didn't he do something? Threw his sixth no-hitter for the Rangers in Oakland, getting Ken Phelps, Ricky Henderson, and Willie Randolph, all former Yankees, in order in the ninth. Nolan Ryan, president of Sports Badassery. 2005.
I'm not taking anybody above him.
Oh, no, there's no, there is nobody above him. Not in my opinion, anyway. And finally, here's one to chew on. In 2005, the World League of American Football played its 13th championship in Dusseldorf, Amsterdam. Attendance, 36,000.
Wow.
Amsterdam beat Berlin 27-21. The World League of American Football played for 15 years. That just seems really odd to me. Their last year was 2007. And amongst their champions were included the Hamburg Sea Devils, the Frankfurt Galaxy, the Rhein Fire, that's Rhein as in Rhein, Germany, R-E-I-N, Barcelona Dragons, and the London Monarchs. I bring up Hamburg, Frankfurt, and Rhein because they're all trying to, that's the next market that apparently the NFL is going to expand into in Germany. They've already got their four games that they play in London every year. Germany appears to be the preferred expansion for a location for the NFL.
You got Mexico City in there now.
Mm-hmm. And Mexico City's in the mix.
Why don't they play a game in Canada?
Well, that's a good question. CFL have something to do with that, I wonder?
Maybe. I was in, when I covered the World Series for the Royals in Toronto, and it was an NFL Sunday on an off day, I believe, of that series. You better believe people were into the NFL. And, of course, at that time there, you could go bet a game at basically like an ATM machine and just take your ticket. I hammed it up with a local at a watering hole near the hotel, and we bet football games.
That's fun.
It was fun.
It is fun. How far away is Kansas from a book?
It was on the docket this year. It was on the books. It just got pushed down the priority line. I don't know, 1-2 years.
It's coming.
I can't believe everybody didn't see Colorado this year and be like, all right, let's go ahead and get that over with.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. There you go. A little OTD for you. It happened on this day in sports, June 11th. Pretty good stuff. The World League of American Football. I can't believe that it played for 15 years. Do you remember any of it at all?
Not a whole lot.
No, there's not a whole lot to really remember. It's not like a lot of guys came out of it to go and play in the NFL. I went back and looked at the box score of that championship game played in 2005. I feel like I know a fair amount of names dating back a while in the NFL. There wasn't like anybody at all in that championship game that even moved the needle from a standpoint of the NFL. Yep, that whole thing ran for 15 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which makes you wonder why another league can't work.
I don't know that I ever like watched a game or anything like that.
No, I hear you.
I remember its existence, but not not much about it. When you said 36,000 people, I was pretty shocked by that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. 36,000 was the attendance for that game. You know, and it harkens, begs the question a little bit about, now, not necessarily football in Europe, that's a different thing, but football outside the NFL. Has the NFL just become so large that you really can't operate an XFL, a USFL Part 2, a league expected to be successful outside of the normal footprint of the NFL? I mean, they've tried a lot. Unless it's going to be sanctioned by the NFL as a developmental league, I don't know if it's going to work or not. So, anyway. All right. We'll close it down here in just a moment. Sports Daily on the Sports Station. Jacob Albrock, yours truly. Chad Chambers produces. Right here on your Sports Station, KFH. Just trying to make.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.